And we'll get into the Sunday 1 p.m. games starting right now. Okay, let's get going with the next game here. This is going to be Patriots and Colts. And we'll get things started with Patriots production. So there aren't many guys we trust here. One of them's Kyle Duggar. He did manage to get himself ejected about halfway through this one. So 56% of snaps in, he got himself tossed. So he did get us some production before that happened. But only 5 combined tackles. Could have been a lot more than that if he hadn't have done so. But that's what happened with Duggar. No injury or anything like that. Just simple stupidity. So lead producer was Adrian Phillips. 7 combined tackles, 4 of them solo, which makes sense. Phillips was in for 81% of snaps, which is about normal for him. After that, good game for Devin McCourty. That does not happen that often, so we'll take it. 100% of snaps at safety. Kyle Van Noy, okay game. Devon Godshaw has been really good lately. 5 combined tackles, 4 of them solo. Godshaw was in for 85% of snaps. There's a Jamie Collins sighting. Looks like Bentley disappeared completely, even though he's been hot the last couple games. 21% of snaps played. So this is exactly what I'm talking about. I actually had someone in the DMs ask me, would you play Bentley against the Colts this week? And I said, no, I wouldn't play any Patriots inside linebacker ever. I don't care how hot they've been. Stuff like this happens all the time, and here's yet another example of it. Bentley, after, you know, 4 or 5 weeks of good playing time, decent production, down to 21% of snaps for no rhyme or reason. So that's why we don't screw around with stuff like that, especially during playoffs. With the Patriots. So, yep, at this moment, Kyle Duggar, J.C. Jackson, Adrian Phillips in deeper leagues, and Devon Godshaw in deeper leagues are the only 4 guys I trust. That's it. J.C. Jackson also had a really good game. He was in for, 100% of snaps first time this year. That's pretty cool. And he gave us 3 combined tackles plus 3 pass defense. That's the big thing. So we had 9 points in most of my leagues, just in pass defense, which is pretty cool. So, yeah, that's basically it for the Patriots. I'm not going to talk about any of the random outlier guys. You don't need to go get them anyway, because they're just as likely not to play much next week. It's the same it's always been, a total shit show. But, yep, that's the Patriots. Colts production, Darius Leonard led the way, 10 combined tackles, 8 of them solo, 1 tackle for loss, 1 pass defense, 1 QB hit, 1 interception. Massive day for Mr. Leonard. He was in for 99% of snaps. This was the perfect matchup for him. This was not a team that the Colts were just going to steamroll and own time of possession. This is actually a back-and-forth affair. And that's where he shines, right? Against the Jags or against some team they're going to shut out and own possession for 38, 40 minutes and just run and grind him into oblivion, Leonard's not going to do much, right? You need to get the right matchup to get the most out of Leonard. This was the right matchup. Kahari Willis, next highest producer, also 99% of snaps played, 9 combined tackles, tackle for loss. Great game for Mr. Willis. Okay, beyond that, we've got more of the usual suspects for the Colts. Kenny Moore, solid game, 6 combined tackles, 5 of them solo, 2 pass defense, 1 tackle for loss. Excellent game for him. Andrew Sandejo, not much, 4 solo tackles, 1 pass defense as the other safety here. And he was in for 96% of snaps. But still, if it's not Kahari Willis, I'm not interested. And we'll take him while he's healthy for the next game or two because he always shatters into a million pieces. DeForest Buckner landed a sack. Good game for him. 4 combined tackles, sack, tackle for loss, couple QB hits. Buckner was in for 87% of snaps, so that looks good. No one really let us down except Quiddy Pay. And that's it. I mean, there are much deeper league guys that no one cares about except me, like Mohamed El-Kadin and whatnot. But Quiddy Pay is the big one. But he did play 68% of snaps, so that's fine. And once again, he's more just a dynasty asset anyway. So he'll get there, just not yet. Yeah, the usual suspects did what we needed, including Bobby Okereke, who actually had a down game with tackles, with only 3 solo tackles. But he added a pass defense and a pick, which is essentially a 9-point play right there. So he had a fine game overall. So, yep, everyone that we really count on did what they're supposed to do. There's nothing weird here playing time-wise. I don't see anything waiver-wise on either team. And, yeah, that was the Colts and Patriots. Steady as she goes for that one.